B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Yuma Daf Ein Dalad. We're going to start from the Mishnah, the first Mishnah of the last Perek of the Masechta. Yoyim HaKippurim, we're going to start learning the halachas of Yom Kippur, not those that applied exclusively in the Beis Hamikdash that we've learnt about till now, rather the halachas of Yom Kippur that apply to each and every one of us every year. Says the Mishnah, Yoyim HaKippurim, on Yom Kippur, there are five things that are osa. Osur ba'achilo b'shtia, one's not allowed to eat or drink, which is considered one thing. Or b'rechitza, one's not allowed to bathe, wash oneself. Or b'sicha, one's not allowed to anoint oneself with oils. Or b'ne'ilas ha-sandal, one's not allowed to wear shoes. Or b'tashmish ha-mita, one's not allowed to engage in marital relations. And the Mishnah now says, v'hamelech, but a king, where it's fit for him to look put together, v'hakala, and also a kala, that at least the first 30 days from when she's got married, it's very important that she makes the extra effort to look pleasing in her husband's eyes. Yirchatzu es panim, they're allowed to wash their faces. And we'll see more about this in the Gemara. V'hachayo, a woman who's given birth, tino'il es hasandal, is allowed to wear her shoes in order to prevent her from catching a cold, which is extra challenging for a woman just after birth. Divi Reb Eliezer, these halachas of the melech, the kala, and the yoledes, the woman after birth, is the opinion of Reb Eliezer. V'chachomim oisrim, the chachomim say that these exceptions do not apply, and a king, a kala, and a woman after birth have the same halachas as everybody else. Continues the Mishnah, ha'oichel k'kiseves hagasa. If somebody is eating, what's the amount, the measure of food that if a person eats that he's chayev on Yom Kippur, that's also on Yom Kippur? So the answer is, it's k'kiseves hagasa, like a very large fig. K'moiha ukegar inosa, the size of a large fig, including the pit inside it. V'hashoisa, and how much is a person not allowed to drink? How much, if he drinks, is he going to be chayev chorus? V'ashoy says, Mulay Lugmov, his cheeks full, if he's got a mouthful of liquids and he drinks that, then he's chayev on Yom Kippur, then he's chayev, if he did it b'mezud intentionally, he's chayev chorus, and if he did it by mistake, he will be chayev a korban chatos. Says the Mishnah, Kol ha'oichlin mitstarfim l'kakoyseves, if one eats, obviously within the amount of time that's considered a single eating, which we've discussed elsewhere in Shas, Toich Kedei Achilas Pras, if one eats any solids that together they make the total of a k'koseves hagasa, then he will be chayev. It doesn't matter if it's different types of foods. V'chol ha'mashkin mitzdarfin l'moloi lugmov, the same applies to drink, that it doesn't matter if it's the same drink or not the same drink, as long as all the liquids that a person takes in within the amount of time considered an achila, if they make up to the shear of Moloi Lugmov, he'll be chayev. Ha'oichel v'shoisa ein mitzdarfin, if however somebody has half a measure of food and half a measure of liquid, the two together will not comprise a full measure, and he will not be chayev chorus. Says the Gemara, we learnt in the Mishnah that Yom HaKippurim is osur ba, and we mentioned five things which are osur on Yom Kippur. So the Gemara is asking, osur, is it just osur? Enoish korosu. Osur normally means you mustn't do it, and if you do it, then you won't necessarily get such a severe punishment. But when the punishment is korus, it should say that ha'oichel v'shoisa, etc. on Yom Kippur is chayev. Chayev korus. Why does it just use the term osur? Says the Gemara, Omer Reb Ilav, Itaymer Reb Yirmiya, Lo nitzrecha elo lechetzi shiur. Of course, if somebody eats a full measure of foods, which is k'koseves hagasa, or a drink, which is m'loi lugmov, of course he's going to be chayev. However, when somebody eats or drinks only chetzi shiur, half a measure, less than the full measure, in that case, the punishment of chorus he obviously will not get. However, the Mishnah says, osur, it's even chetzi shiur is osur. That was the answer of the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Honi chalamando amar chetzi shiur osur min ha-Torah. We're soon going to see a machlekes whether doing half a measure of an aveira is actually osur min ha-Torah. So according to the opinion that chetzi shiur is osur min ha-Torah, then I can understand how the Mishnah can say osur and not chayev, because it's referring to chetzi shiur, to only half a measure. Half a kiseves hagasa, half a meloi lugmov, elo lemando amar chetzi shiur mutar min ha-Torah, but according to the opinion that chetzi shiur is mutar, Michael Meimar, how can the Mishnah that says Osur mean Chetzi Shiur if Chetzi Shiur is Mutter min HaTorah? And if it's not referring to Chetzi Shiur, it's talking to about a whole Shiur, why is it saying Osur? It should say Chayev. And where do we find this machleik? Because the Itmar we learned Chetzi Shiur regarding doing an Issa, just half a measure. Rabbi Yechanan Omar Osur min HaTorah, Rish Lakish Omar Mutter min HaTorah. So according to Rabbi Yechanan, who holds that Chetzi Shiur is Osur min HaTorah, I can understand that the term Osur in the Mishnah is referring to half a Shiur. Elo Resh Lakish, according to Resh Lakish, who holds that Chetzi Shiur is Mutter min HaTorah, Ma'ikar Lameimar, how can you understand the Mishnah that says Osur? Answers the Gemara, Moidu Resh Lakish, She'osur Midrabbonon. The whole Machlekes Rabbi Yechanan and Resh Lakish is only whether min HaTorah Chetzi Shiur is Osur or not, Midrabbonon. Everybody says both of them hold it's Osur, and therefore, when the Mishnah says that Yom HaKippurim Osur is talking about an Osur Midrabbonon in the event that it's Chetzi Shiur, in the event that it's whole Shiur, it's not called Osur, it's indeed called Chayev. Ask the Gemara, Ihochi, if it's true that according to Resh Lakish, who says that Chetzi Shiur is Mutter min HaTorah, nonetheless it's Osur Midrabbonon, then we can revert back to a Sugi in Maseches Shavuos, Daf Chof Gimel Amud Beis, and over there we're going to have a challenge with this. Because it says there, because we know there's a halacha, that if somebody makes a Shavuah that he's going to do a mitzvah or not do a mitzvah, and then he transgresses that shvuah, he doesn't follow through with it, he does not bring a korban shvuah, because the topic, the issue that he made the shvuah about was not something that he had a choice about, it's something he had to do or had to not do. So something that's either a mitzvah or an aveira, then a shvuah in that context will not be mechayev, a korban shvuah, when transgressed. So if you're going to say that chetzi shiur is osur, if so, loy nechayev aleil korban shvua. So if somebody were to say that I'm making a shvua that he's going to do a mitzvah, chetzi shiur, or transgress a mitzvah, chetzi shiur, then since chetzi shiur is osur, he would not be chayev a korban shvua. Al motnan, so why did we learn in a Mishnah that shvua shaloi oichel, if somebody makes a shvua that he's not going to eat, va'ochal neveloi sotreifis, and he ate foods which were treif, either nevela, which is a kosher animal that died on its own, or treifus, which is an animal that was killed, shkotzim or amosim, or tome animals, animals that are not even kosher, that the Mishnah says that according to the Tanakhama, chayev, he will be chayev a korban shvuah, because he made a shvuah that he's not going to eat, and he did eat these dvorim asurim, Reb Shimon Poiter. And Reb Shimon says that he's not chayev a korban, v'havinon bo. And in Maseches Shavuos we discussed, I may chayev, according to the Tanakhama, why is he chayev a korban shvuah? Do we not say that mushbe v'oimid mehar Sinai, that anything that you have to do or you have to not do, it's considered as if you're already mushbe v'oimid, it's as if the vow, the shvuah, is already taken place at Har Sinai when we accepted the Torah, and there it says you're not allowed to eat macholis asurais, forbidden foods. And since you're already not allowed to eat these forbidden foods, then making a shvuah to that effect, or to transgress that, the shvuah will not be valid. And the Gemara there answered, in Shavuos, that Rav Ushmuel v'Rabbi Yechanan, the Amri, they said that it must be talking about, or it is talking about, b'keilol dvorim hamutorim, im dvorim ho'asurim. That when do we say that if somebody made a shvuah shaloi oichel and then he ate nevelei sotreifis shkotzim umaramosim, that he's chayev, and how could the shvuah be chal, how can the shvuah be valid? And the answer is because when he made his shvuah, when he said shvuah shaloi oichel, I'm not going to eat, he included in that also things that indeed he was allowed to eat. And regarding those things that are not mushbar v'oimid mehar Sinai, the shvuah will be valid, and since it's valid, since the shvuah is chal on a dovar ha-heter, then the shvuah is also chal on a dovar ha-osur, and therefore, in that case, if he's ochal nevelis atreifus shkotzim or amosim, he will be chayev. But indeed, in a case where he makes a shvuah exclusively to eat or to not eat a dvorim asurim, then indeed it will not be chal, and he will not bring a korban shvuah. That's one explanation in the Gemara. The Resh Lakish Omar. A second explanation in the Gemara is Ia Tomoitze Elo B'Mefarish Chetzi Shiur. That we're talking about, when do we say that he's Chayev a korban shvua for eating an avelus or treifas, and we asked the question, his mushba va'imid mehar Sinai. So Rish Lakish says, we're talking about when you eat an avelus or treifas that you are not mushba va'imid mehar Sinai. How can it possibly be that there's an avelus or treifas which is not mushba va'imid mehar Sinai? Says Rish Lakish, chetzi shiur. That when does the Torah say it's asar? Only when you have a full shear, a full measure of a kazayis. But if you eat just half a kazayis of nevelus or treifus, it's not osur min ha-Torah. If you make a shvur not to eat half a kazayis of treifus, and you transgress that, indeed you can be chayev, because it's not mushba va'imid mehar Sinai. And that would be talking about va'aliba de Rabbonon. According to the Rabbonon, who say that the words shvur sheloi oichel would regularly mean sheloi oichel, I'm not going to eat a whole kazayis. And if he said he's not going to eat a whole kazayis of nevelus or treifus, he will be mushba va'imud, and he will not be chayav a korban shvua. So over here it must be talking about b'mefarish, where he says explicitly, shvua sheloi oichel chetzi zayis, chetzi shiur. And since he explicitly said that the shvua is only, he only wants to make the shvua regarding chetzi shiur, therefore it will not be called mushba va'imud mehar Sinai, oi, or bestam. If he doesn't say explicitly chetzi shiur, he just says sheloi oichel v'aliba de Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabbi Akiva, da omar odom oiser atzmoi b'kol shehu, that when a person says I'm not going to eat, what a person means is I'm not going to eat even the tiniest amount. If so, according to Rabbi Akiva, just saying the words shvur sheloi oichel means that I'm not going to eat even less than a shiur. And since we're talking about less than a shiur, it's not mushba v'hai oimid b'har Sinai, and therefore the shvur can be valid. That's what we saw in the Gemara in Maseches Shavuos. So now coming back to our sugya, if you're going to say that according to Rish Lakish, even though it's chetzi shiur is mutar min ha-Torah, it's osur mid rabbonon, then the Torah told you to listen to the rabbonon, and even chetzi shiur is mushba va'imid mehar Sinai. So how is Rish Lakish himself in Maseches Shavuos explained that according to the Tanakhama, where it says there that shvur sheloi oichel va'ochal nevelus u'treifus shkotzmur mosim is chayev, and we don't say it's mushba va'imid, is talking about chetzi shiur, but Rish Lakish himself says in our sugya that chetzi shiur is also mid rabbonon, so he's mushba va'imid to listen to the rabbonon. And how can the shvur be chal? What are you going to suggest? Given the islay heter min ha-Torah, kochayel korban shvua, that only a type of mushba va'imid min ha-Torah. If biblically speaking, you're not allowed to do something, something is also, for example, a whole shiur, according to Rish Lakish, only a whole shiur is also min ha-Torah. And since half a shiur min ha-Torah is mutter, it's not considered mushba va'imid mehar Sinai, and therefore you can be chayev a korban. That can't be. Vatnan, we learned in the Mishnah. Shvuas ha'edus. And this is another halacha regarding if a person goes over to his friend and says, I want you to come and testify in Beis Din about something which I need you to come and testify for. And this person says, I don't know what to say, I don't have anything to testify. And you say, you make a shvua that you don't know any evidence. And he makes a shvua. And then it turns out that it's not true. He did have what to testify. So that's called a shvua sa'edus, that somebody who makes a shvua that he doesn't have what to say in Beis Din, when in truth he does, he's chayev to bring afterwards a korban shvua sa'edus. However, that only applies to a person who says, I don't know anything, in the event that had he known, he would indeed be able to come to Beis Din and testify. A type of person who, even had he known information, we would not accept his evidence. If in that case, he's not ro'i to give edus, and therefore, even if he made that shvur, then he lied and said, I haven't got what to say about you, then it's an avera to make a shvur sheker, but he won't need to bring a korban shvur sa edus. So what does it say in the Mishnah? That shvur sa edus, eino neheges, it only applies elo ro'uim lehoid, only with those people which are fit to give testimony in Beis Din. The Havinon bo, and when the Gemara discussed the Mishnah, what does it mean? Einu neheges elo beruyin lehoid lemuuti mai. What's it coming to exclude? And the Gemara's got a few explanations. Rav Papa Omar lemuuti melech. We know that a melech, he's a kosher person. He's a kosher to give edus, but he lemaisa he doesn't come to Beis Din because it's not respect. It's not covered for the malchus to come and to testify in Beis Din. And since A king typically it does not come to Beis Din and shouldn't come to Beis Din to give Eidos. So if the king makes a shvuah that he doesn't know any Eidos, even if it was a lie, he doesn't bring a korban shvuah so Eidos. That was Rav Papa, Rav Acher bar Yaakov Omar, Limutei Mesachik Bekubia, somebody who's involved in specific types of gambling in specific circumstances discussed elsewhere in Shas, then this person, we don't trust his Eidos. And says the Gemara, V'homasachik Bekubia, the fact that somebody who is gambling is not allowed to give testimony in Beis Din, Midiraisa Mechzechozi, Minatera, he is allowed to. He's not like this Rosha that Minatera we can't accept his Eidos. He's allowed to, but Midrabonon said not, for reasons discussed elsewhere. V'rabonon hu depaslu, it's only Midrabonon that he's not allowed to give Eidos. V'loi kochai lo le'eshvua. And you see clearly that even though min ha-Torah he could give Eidos, and as far as the Torah's halacha is concerned, since he could give Eidos, if he makes a shvua that he doesn't have Eidos and he lied, then he would have to bring a korban shvuas Eidos. But since midrabanon he cannot give Eidos, then the halachas of korban shvuas Eidos don't apply even to him. If so, the same should be here with the shvuah called shvuas bitui, and shvuah of an expression where he says where that he's going to transgress, so he made a shvuah that he's not going to transgress a isad rabbonon. According to Shlokish, we're referring to chetzi shiur. Then we should recognize that and say that even though min ha-Tera it's called mutter, but since midrabanon it's called osa, it's considered mushba va'oymeid, and even regarding the biblical halacha of korban shvua, that we should say that he's called mushba va'oymeid, and he should not be chayev a korban shvua. And we said before, the Mishnah says that if somebody says shvua shelo eichel va'ochal nevelus atreifis shkotz amuramosim, according to the Tanakhama, he is chayev korban shvua. And the only way we can get around that is to say that it's completely mutter, chetzi shiur, and therefore it's not mushba va'oymeid. Now, who would say that? According to Rabbi Yochanan, chetzi shiur is osur even min ha-Tera. And once we've said that, according to Shlokish, chetzi shiur is osur midrabanon, we don't understand this Mishnah. And if you're going to say that, according to Shlokish, chetzi shiur is mutar midrabanon, we're back to the question in our Mishnah, why does it say Yom HaKippurim is osur? It cannot be talking about a whole shiur. It wouldn't say the word osur, it would say chayev. And it must be talking about chetzi shiur. So you see, chetzi shiur is osur. What's going on? That's the question of the Gemara. Answers the Gemara that the truth is that since min ha-Torah he's not mushba va'oymeid mehar Sinai, therefore the shvua will be chal. And he has to bring a korban shvua. You asked me a question, why by Eidos do we say that since midrabanon, is the only reason he can't give Eidos is only midrabanon, and nonetheless we say he's not chayev a korban shvuas Eidos, that's different. Because Shani Hosam da Omakra, the Pasuk says, Im lo yagid v'nosa avoinoi, that the punishment or the requirement to bring a korban shvuas Eidos is only if he could have come to Beis Din and testified. V'hai, and this person, it doesn't matter why he couldn't testify, it's true that the only reason he couldn't testify is because it's an Issa D'Rabbonon. But now that we have the Issa D'Rabbonon, then he is lo yagid, he cannot come to Beis Din. Coming to Beis Din will not bear any fruits. And therefore, lav bar hagodahu klal, this person is not able to give testimony in Beis Din. And as soon as he's not able to give testimony in Beis Din, and he's not called Im lo yagid, then he's not going to be chayev a korban shvuas Eidos. So now we've understood our Mishnah. The Mishnah says osur and doesn't say chayev because it's talking about chetzi shiur, which is osur midrabanon. According to Rish Lakish, it's talking about the osur midrabanon. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, we said osur in our Mishnah is talking about an issa deiraisa because according to Rabbi Yochanan, chetzi shiur is osur min ha-Torah. But the Mishnah, that were it talking about a whole shiur, then it wouldn't say osur, it would say chayev, because he's chayev koras. If he transgresses these halachas and he eats a full shiur or drinks a full shiur, he's going to be chayev koras. Now the Gemara is saying, v'chol heicha detoni enush koras loitoni osur? Is it so clear, and that's how the Gemara started, that from the fact that our Mishnah says Yom HaKippurim osur, it's only osur, and it's not chayev koras? Does that mean that we'll never find the term osur in a case where when he transgresses the issa, he's going to be punished by koras? V'otani, we learnt in a brisa, afal pisha omru osur, bekulon, even though it says in our Mishnah that all five inuim are asur, which is achila ushtia, rechitza sicha nila sasand len tashmish amita, loy omru enoish korus elo halo oichel v'shoisa v'oisa melacha bilvad. We're going to discuss this later on in the Gemara, but the Braisa is telling us that all five things are asur, and in spite of that, achila and shtia is chiyuv korus. So you see that the Braisa is using the term asur, referring to all five inuim, even though regarding achila ushtia, it's chiyuv korus, or oisa melacha bilvad, which is also chiyuv korus, and those two, either oichel v'shoisa or oisa melacha, is chiyuv korus, and nonetheless the Braisa says asur. Answers the Gemara, hachik omar. This is how to read the Braisa. This is what the Braisa means. Kasha omru asur lo omru elo b'chetzi shiur. Aval kashiur enish korus. Va'aval pisha enish korus, even though when eating a whole shiur, there's a chiyuv korus, ein enish korus, elo oichel v'shoisa v'oisa melacha bilvad, and not the other inuim, not rechitza sichon, ila sasandal, and tashmish hamita. So the way to read the Braisa would be, afal pisha omru, osur, in the event it's chatzi shiur, all five inuim are just osur. However, with a whole shiur, it's not just osa, it's even chayiv, but that chiyuv is only la'omru, enish korus elo ala oichel v'shoisa, etc. That would be one answer to explain the braisa, that the term osur is actually referring to the chetzi shiur. V'iboy seima, it could be ki katani osur asharo, that we're talking about afal pisha omru osur bekulam, it means all of them are osur, and loy omru enish korus is fachilen shtia. That means kulam is all five inuim. Achila shtia, rechitza sicha, ne'ila sasandla, and tashmish hamita. The word asur is going on ashar, on the other ones, that regarding rechitza sicha, ne'ila sasandla, and tashmish hamita, there the term used is always asur. It's never chayev, because there is no chiyuv korus there. As the Braisa said, regarding achila and shtia, it's true that it's not just asur, it's also chayev. The Tana Rabba Rav Yosef Bashar Sifri Beirav, because in the Sifri, the Sifra, in the Midrash Yatanoim, on the Psukim, we learned that Minayin Leyema Kippurim Sh'osur, Berechitza V'sicha, U'benila Sasandlo B'tashmish Hamito, Talmud Leymar, Shabosin. We learn from the Pasuk, it says in Parashat Achrayim Yisbayim Kippur, regarding the mitzvah of Inui, to inflict oneself on Yom Kippur, the term used is Shabbos Shabosin, that it's a type of a resting. So the fact that those are the inuim, the way they are referred to is shabosin, rest, shvois, just refrain, and a passive term, just refrain from pleasure, refrain, and one should feel the inui. So this concept of just refrain from doing this is often used in the term of the Chachomim will tell you how to just refrain, and in the things that the Chachomim are going to tell you, they are going to be midrabanon, and the Chachomim just used an asmachta, and they used the words, the psukim and the Torah, just to allude to those things. But all those inuyim, besides for achila and shsia, are just called like a shvus, in the same way as in Hilchas Shabbos. Those malachas that the Chachomim said are osar, and even though min haTorah they're not osar, they're called shvus, and issa shvus, which means the Torah told you to rest, and we Chachomim are telling you this is also included in that bracket. Yom Kippur also, that the Issa of Rechitza Sichon, Ila Sasandla, and Tashmish Amita, it's considered a Shvus, that Shabbos Shabbos are in rest, refrain from engaging in these activities, but they're in real terms, they're only Osur Midrabonon. However, they are Osur Midrabonon, and that's why the Braisa says all of them are Osur and doesn't say Chayiv. It's true that Achila Ushtia happens to be Osur Min HaTorah and the Chiyuv Korus. And that's how Tosfos on Daf Ayin Zayin Omid Aleph explains that the other Inuyim, besides Achila and Ushtia, on Yom Kippur are only Osur Midrabonon. The Ran on Daf Ayin Gimel Omid Beis argues with that, but we've learnt the Gemara, we've done a basic reading of the Gemara. Continues the Gemara Gufa, we're going back to the discussion we had before regarding Chetzi Shi'ur. Rabbi Yechanan Omar Osur Min HaTorah, Rish Lakish Omar Mutar Min HaTorah. And now the Gemara is going to explain the reasoning and the sources behind Rabbi Yechanan and Rish Lakish. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yechanan Omar Osur Min HaTorah. Why? Kiven Dechozu Litztarufei. Because half a shiur is always the beginning of a whole shiur. You never have to eat a whole shiur in one go. If you eat a kakoseves, which is the shiur of eating on Yom Kippur, as we saw in the Mishnah, a kiseves is eaten by first eating half a kiseves and then eating another half. So eating a whole shiur is a combination of a number of half shiurim. So since the first half is just on the weight, eating the second half, which is asur, therefore the first half must be included in the isur minatayra. That's the logic of Rabbi Yochanan. Rish Lakish Omar. Rish Lakish says that chetzi shiur is mutar minatayra. Why? Because achkila omar achmona. The Torah says that it has to be a significant act of eating and veleka. And if you eat less than a shiur, it's not considered eating. And the Torah only said it was also min ha-Torah if you eat and you do a full act of eating. Asks the Gemara, Eisvei Rabbi Yochanan l'Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan, who holds chetzi shiur is also min ha-Torah, is now going to ask a question against Rish Lakish, who says that chetzi shiur is mutar min ha-Torah. And the Gemara is now going to introduce us to two Isurim. And both of them, when they are transgressed, they are punishable by koros. One of them is the issa to eat chelev, certain fats of the oven animal, and this only applies to a behema, not to a chaya. There's another issa, which applies by a behema and a chaya, and that's the issa not to drink blood. If somebody eats chelev or drinks blood, he's going to be chayev koros. Now regarding the chelev, there's two psukim. There's one posuk that tells us that the issa, you're not allowed to eat chelev. Kol chelev lo yisoy chelev. There's another posuk that says, regarding the punishment for eating chelev, ki kol oichel chelev v'nichrasa, he gets punished by a chorus. And since regarding the punishment, it doesn't just say kol chelev, it says ki kol oichel chelev, we see from there that the punishment of chorus for eating chelev is only when it's a significant act of eating, of oichel, only if it's a full shiur. If you only eat half a shiur of chelev, he's not going to be chayev chorus. So had it said in the pasuk, ki kol chelev loisei chelu v'nichrasa, I may have thought that the kol means all, anybody who's eating, is, I would have thought it's going on kol chelev, any type of chelev, or we'll soon see exactly how that works. But it doesn't say that. It says, ki kol oichel. So the kol oichel is trying to impress on us that you're only going to be chayev if it's a chiyuv of achila, if it's a shiur achila, which is only a full shiur. That's what we learn from the posuk of ki kol oichel chelev v'nichrasa. However, there's another posuk that also speaks about the issa of chelev, and that's where the Torah tells us the issa, not the punishment. There it says, kol chelev loisoy chelu. The word kol is before the word chelev and not before the word kol oichel. So what is that coming to impress on us? So the Gemara says, ein li ela, had it not said kol chelev loisoy chelu, I would have thought that when is it also kol sheyeshnei ba'oinush yeshnei ba'azhara. I may have thought that only a type of achila, which is asa and is punishable by koros, which is the kikol oichel chelev v'nichrasa. So I may have thought that only a type of achila, which is called achila, which is chiyuv koros, a full shiur, that's what's asur. But koi, which is an animal which is a cross between a chaya and a behema, and it's a type of sofik, if it's a behema, the chelev is asur and punishable by koros, if it's a chaya, then not. Or v'chetzi shiur, or if you only ate half a measure of chelev, hoyel v'einu b'oinish, since you clearly cannot get the punishment of koros for it, because it's only a sofik, whether it's a behema, if in the case of koi, or if it's chetzi shiur, it's clearly not punishable by koros because it's not called oichel. He didn't eat a full measure. Yochel einu b'azhara, I may have thought it's not even osa to eat it. Talmud Loma, that's why it says in that posuk, where it tells us the warning, the issa to eat it, it says kol chelev. That from the extra word kol is coming to impress on us that even chelev, which is less than a shiur, less than a full shiur, chetzi shiur, or a koi, is also included in the issa. You're not allowed to eat it. So I've got an explicit posuk that tells us that the chetzi shiur is osur min ha-Torah, because you learn it out from the word kol chelev. That even though it's not included in the punishment of koros in the pasuk of kol oichel chelev v'nichrasa, but in the issa of eating the chelev, kol chelev, the kol includes even chetzi shiur. Answers the Gemara, it could well be that it's only midrabbanon. The truth is, like Rish Lakish says, according to Rish Lakish, chetzi shiur is only also midrabbanon. Ukran, this pasuk, the way we learn the extra word kol, is an asmachta ba'alma, it's just a type of a leaning, that means we can rely on that we, the Chachomim said that chetzi shiur is also midrabbanon, then we find a remez to that in the Torah from the extra word kol. But not that the word kol is actually a biblical source for the Issa of Chetzi Shiur. And Hachanami Mistabra, I'm going to prove it to you from elsewhere. The Yisol Kedaitach, if you're going to say that the word kol, biblically speaking, is coming to teach us Chetzi Shiur, and coming to teach us that the fats, the chelo of a koi, are do'iraisa, then so I can understand Chetzi Shiur, one would need a pasuk to tell me it's Osir Min HaTorah. But Koi, what's the issue with Koi? That it's a Sveikahu, it's a Sofik, whether it's a Chaya, and the Issa of Chelev was not said regarding Chaya, or whether it's a Behema, and the Issa Chelev was says. You're going to tell me there's a pasuk that's telling me that when you have a Sofik Behema, Sofik Chaya, that you're Chayev? Well, not that you're Chayev, that it's Osir? Also, kro la'asuye sveika. Do I need a posuk to tell me what the aloch is by sofik? Regarding from the perspective of the posuk, there's no sveikas. The Torah knows whether koi is a chaya or koi is a behema. We don't know. So how can the Gemara say, as you said before, that ein li ela kol sheyeshni ba'inush yeshni ba'azhara koi v'chetzi shur hoil v'ein li ba'inush yochel ein li ba'azhara Talmud leima kol chelev that we said before? How can the word kol in kol chelev tell me that koi is also koi is either from the perspective of the truth of Hashem, it's either definitely a chaya and then it's not chayev for chelev, or it's definitely a behema and then it is also and chayev for chelev. So it must be that the drasha, this that we learnt before, from the words kol chelev, is trying to impress on us the halacha of koi is only an asmachta ba'alma. And so too regarding chetzi shiur, it could well be that it's only an asmachta ba'alma. And now the Gemara is saying, no. Imishum ho, if that's your whole proof, loy iria, then it's not a proof. Because I can explain to you that this, I can explain to you how the kol could include, could be a proper drasha, and then we would have proof that Chetzi Shiur is also Min HaTorah, not like Rish Lakish, even though it includes Koi, and Koi is a Sofik, and we wouldn't really understand why do I need a Pasuk to tell me that it's also to eat the Chelev of Koi. And says the Gemara, explain to you why. Well, Kosovar, the Tan of this Braisa, holds that Koi is Beria Bifne Atzmohi. So we thought before that Koi, when it says that Koi is a Sveikahu, it's a Sofik, whether it's a Chayo, if it's a Behemo, and we said that the Torah, from within its own perspective, there are no sfeikas. Well, that's only true whether it's the only two options are either it's definitely a chaya or definitely a behemoth. Just we're not knowledgeable about that. In that case, we say that it wouldn't make sense that the Torah is trying to teach us what the halacha is of koi. However, it could be that the koi is actually a third entity. It's not a chaya, it's not a behemoth, it's a cross between both. And we don't know what the halacha is with this barrier, this being, a new type of being, which is both a chaya and a behema. And that's what the pasuk would be coming telling us, that koi is included in kol chelev. Without the kol chelev, I may have thought that only somebody, where there's a ischi of chorus, there's going to be an issa to eat it. Comes kol chelev lo isachelu, to say that there's an added types or situations of chelev, which even though they're not included in the punishment, they are included in the issa. And that means the koi, which is not an absolute behema, not an absolute chaya, and nonetheless, the Torah says kol chelev to include that it's also to eat the chelev, and chetzi shiur. And then we'll be back to the proof that chetzi shiur is also min HaTorah, not like Rish Lakish. And now the Gemara is even going to prove that the koi is not a sofik behema, sofik chaya. It's a beria bifne atzmoi, and we just have and it's a state of sofik in and of itself. It's got the properties of both chaya and behema, and that's why we need the Torah to discuss what the halachas are. The iloi teimaoch. If you're not going to say that, I'm going to have an issue with another Gemara in Krisis Daf Chof Aleph. Hado Omar of Idi Bar Ovin. Of Idi Bar Ovin was discussing the pasuk that says kol dam lo yisaychelu. It's talking about the issa and the punishment of chorus for somebody who drinks blood. And this applies to a chaya as well as to a behema. And The question is, what's this kol dam? What is that coming to include? And the Braisa says, it's a whole sugya there of klal uprat uklal, and we learn out, the Braisa learns out from there that anything, af kol, anything which has tuma kala v'tuma chamura, there's an issa to drink the blood, and if one does drink the blood, there's a chiyuv koros. And Rav Idi Ba'orvin explained when the Braisa says af kol, that anything which has different types of tuma, the tuma kala and tuma chamura, there's a chiyuv koros for eating the blood. And what does Rav Idi Ba'orvin say? La'asuya is coming to include koi, that we learn from the psukim that drinking the blood of a koi is also punishable by koros. And the Gemara is saying, koi sveikel? Is koi a sophic? What's the sophic? If it's a chaya or if it's a behema, it's shechkrol rabuya sveika. I don't need a pasuk to say that this type of sophic chaya, sophic behema, that it's chaya for blood, for drinking the blood, because it doesn't matter if it's a chaya or if it's a behema, one's not allowed to drink the blood. So why would I need a special pasuk? Elo beri yashani, it must be that it's not an absolute chaya and not an absolute behema. So I may have thought that maybe drinking the blood will not be punishable by koros. That's why I need to learn out from af kol dovo sheyesh bo tuma kala v'tuma chamura that it's la'asuye koi. But it can only be understood if a koi is a beria bifne atzmoi, if it's an entity of its own which shares the properties of both behema and chaya, or neither behema and chaya on an absolute level. Hochanami so to hear regarding the issa of chelev, that I need a special posuk to include the kol chelev, loisei chelu, is beria. Shani is talking about the koi is a beria on its own right, and that's why I need the posuk, even though the posuk does not really relate to doubts and sveikas, because psukim don't have doubts, we have doubts. In this case, it's a type of animal that its essence is a doubt, and therefore the Torah does relate to it. And now the Gemara is going back to the concept of inui on Yom Kippur, that a person is supposed to feel inflicted on Yom Kippur with the chamisha inuim. Says the Gemara Tonu Rabbonon. We learnt in a posuk in Parshas Achreimos, the posuk says, V'hoiso lochem l'chukas oilom b'chodesh ha'shvi, be'osor l'chodesh, te'anu es nafsho iseichem, v'chol melocho lo yisa'asu ha'ezroch v'ager ha'gor b'soichachem. Says the Gemara, that te'anu es nafsho iseichem, Yochel, I may have thought that te'anu means inflict yourselves on Yom Kippur, that Yeshev Bechamo, he should go and sit in the sun and let him feel really uncomfortable and pained by the heat, or in the cold, Kadesh Yitzdair, in order that he should pain himself, inflict himself. Talmud Leiman, no, the Pasuk says, V'chol melocho loisasu, that after the saying in the Pasuk, Ta'anu es nafsho seichem, it says that any work, any activities, you should not do. So it compares the chiyuv of inui to the issa of melocha. Ma melocha, in the same way as regarding the activities, Sheva al Taisa, we know that the Pasuk says, V'chol melocha loisasu, you should abstain, you should stop, you should refrain from doing melocha, which is done passively. Af inui nefesh sheva al tase. So when the Torah says te'anu es nafsho seichem, it doesn't mean go and actively inflict on yourselves pain. It just means passively don't do something, even though not doing it will cause you a certain affliction. Says the Gemara Ve'ema, if so, maybe the type of pain, the type of inui that we're talking about here, which is b'sheva al tase, means heicha de yosif b'shimsha. If you're already sitting in the sun, you don't need to go and sit in the sun, but if you're in the sun and it's hot and it's painful for him, then in that case, we don't say to him, get up and go into the shade, rather passively stay where you are, even though you're in a situation of pain. Yosef betula v'korele, and similarly, if a person is sitting in the shade and it's cold for him, lo yineim b'lei kum tuv b'shimsho, we won't tell him, stand up and warm yourself up in the sun. And we'll say that's the inui that we're talking about here. Dumya, answers the Gemara, dumya de melocha. Again, we compare the inui to melocha. Ma melocha lo yichalakta boy. With a melocha, we don't start making differentiations that when it does apply, when it doesn't apply. All the prohibited activities on Yom Kippur, they apply equally to everybody. Af inui, so too regarding the ta'anus nashri seichem, loy tachlok boy. It must be that they apply equally to everybody. It cannot be that if somebody's sitting in the sun, then we say, we don't tell him to get up from the sun, he will have inui, because he's in the sun. Somebody who was not sitting in the sun won't have that inui. And the same with the cold. Only somebody who was in the cold doesn't get up from the cold and will have inui, but somebody who is not in the cold, then he will not be in that bracket and he won't have the inui. No, that can't be. The inui on Yom Kippur is across the board. So it cannot be that it's talking about certainly not needing to go into an uncomfortable situation, but it doesn't even mean not avoiding an uncomfortable situation. And at the end of the day, we're going to learn that it means the inuim that we know about. Continues the Gemara Tani Idoch in another Braisa, Ta'anus Nafshei Seichem. We learn the Pasuk says that you should inflict on your nefesh, on your souls, on your spirits. Yochil Yeshiv Bechamor Betzinov Yitzdair. As we said before, I may have thought that the way to inflict pain is by going actively and sitting in the sun or in the cold. Talmud Leima V'chol Melocha Leisasu. Ma Melocha Dovoshe Chiyovin Olov B'mokim Achir. Here the Braisa says it a bit differently. Again, we compare the Issa of Melocha to the chiyuv of inui. In the same way as the issa melacha is a davar shechayovin alav b'mokim achir, is something which elsewhere, for example on Shabbos, there's a chiyuv chorus, af inui nefesh, so too the type of inui is talking about shechayovin alav b'mokim achir. It must be something that elsewhere carries a chorus punishment. And what carries a chorus punishment? Not sitting in the sun, not staying in the sun. What type of inui elsewhere is punishable by chorus? What would that be? That would be an issa achila. It's only eating that we find elsewhere there's a chiyuv of chorus. Where do we find that eating is a chiyuv of chorus? Zeh pigul v'naisar. That since elsewhere regarding the, if somebody eats a korban that is posel because of pigul, when the korban was actually done, the kohen had the wrong thoughts, he intended carrying out with the korban at the wrong time, or noisar, or a korban who has passed the time that it's allowed to be eaten. These are pigul and noisar asugis discussed in Kodshim. Then, if one does eat a korban which is pigul and noisar, it's chiyuv chorus. So in the same way as there's issa achila, eating on pigul noisar is chiyuv chorus, that type of activity is going to be osa for inui. It must mean don't eat on Yom Kippur. Asks the Gemara, Ovi pigul v'noisar shehein b'koros. So maybe when it says in the Torah there's a chiyuv inui, it's only referring exactly pigul and noisar, not all eating. Generalized, any eating is not allowed to be done in Yom Kippur. Maybe that since we learn it from Melacha, that only something which is actually chayev koros elsewhere. So regarding the activities, the melachis, doing a certain melacha on Shabbos is chayev koros, you're not allowed to do them on Yom Kippur. The same melachas. Here too, eating pigul and noisar, real pigul and noisar is chiyuv koros. So if you eat pigul and noisar on Yom Kippur, then it will be, besides for being chayev for pigul and noisar, you'll also be chayev for eating on Yom Kippur. But v'loy ovi es ha-tevel she'ena b'koros. But it could be if somebody eats tevel, for example, where somebody who eats tevel, which is produce that trumas and maisus have not been taken, it's a chiyuv misa b'dei shamayim. It's not chiyuv koros. I may have thought that if somebody eats tevel on Yom Kippur, then the issa of ta'anus nafshei seichem doesn't apply, because it's not chiyuv koros elsewhere. Talmud Leima, that's why it says in the Pasuk, b'osu l'chodesh ta'anus nafshei seichem. And then the Pasuk says afterwards again, Shabbos Shabbos inilochem v'in nisem es nafshei seichem. It says it twice, the chiyuv of infliction of inui, riboin, to include not only the pigul v'noisa, which is actually koros elsewhere, if you eat it on Yom Kippur, you're chayev for Yom Kippur, but also tevel, where even though there's no koros, it's only a chiyuv misa b'dei shamayim, if you eat tevel on Yom Kippur, then you'll be chayev not only for eating tevel, you'll also be chayev koros for eating on Yom Kippur. Says, continues the Braisa, Ovi ha-tevel shu b'misa. Okay, so you've got the ribuy, ta'anu, and v'nisem t'nafshu seichem to say not only pigul and noisa, also tevel, which has got some form of misa with it. Misa b'dei shamayim. V'loy ovi es ha-nevela she'ena b'misa. But if somebody were to eat nevela on Yom Kippur, which is an animal that just died, then it's not a chiyuv misa, but it's allowed in the Torah. How do you know that that's also included in the issa of eating on Yom Kippur? Talmud loimer, ta'anu. It's also included in the double term of Inui. Obvious Nevela Shu Belav, Amir thought that only Nevela, which at least is a lav, so we say that since elsewhere there's a lav, it's also included in the Issa of eating on Yom Kippur. V'loi obvious achulin she'enei belav, however, regular food, which is chulin, which the whole year round is mutter to eat, maybe that's not included in the Issa of eating on Yom Kippur. Talmud Leimar again, ta'anu v'inisu es nafshei seichem ribo. If we include it in the ta'anu and v'inisem es nafshei seichem. Ovi hachulin she'enom bekum echol, maybe we only include all the things we've mentioned till now. Pigla noisar, tevel, nevela, and chulin. However, v'loi obvious ha'truma shehi bekum echol. However, I may have thought that a type of food which is not just you're allowed to eat it during the year, there's actually a mitzvah to eat it for a kohen, there's a mitzvah for him to eat truma. I may have thought that since it's a mitzvah the whole year round, it will not be included in the issa of eating on Yom Kippur. Again, Talmud Leima Ta'anu V'nisem Esnafshei Seichem Ribo. Says the Braisa, Ovies HaTruma She'eino Bebal Tehisiru. Okay, maybe we only include even Truma, it's a mitzvah to eat it, but if you didn't eat it within a certain amount of time, you haven't transgressed the issa of Bal Tehisiru, of not leaving it over. V'le Ovies HaKotshim She'ein Bebal Tehisiru. Maybe since there's an issa to keep kolchim too long, in order it should not become nosar. Maybe when not only is there mitzvah to eat kolchim, but it's also this osa to make sure that to keep it over, it should become nosar. Maybe that type of eating kolchim is not included in the issa on Yom Kippur. Talmud Leima Ta'anu V'nisem Esnafshei Seichem Ribo. And the Braisa continues, V'im nafshach loymar, if you're going to entertain the idea that from these psukim of Ta'anu and V'nisem nesnafshei seichem is actually not referring to eating and drinking at all, we'll soon see why we should think that way. But if you're going to come up with this idea that it's not talking about eating and drinking at all, and then you wouldn't have any source that when it says V'nisem nesnafshei seichem that you're not allowed to eat and drink on Yom Kippur, I'll bring you another source from another pasuk that was not allowed to eat and drink on Yom Kippur. Hari Oimer, it says in the pasuk regarding Yom Kippur in Parashas Emor, v'havadati es ha-nefesh ahi, that the concept of inui is actually considered a loss to the nefesh. Inui shehu avedas ha-nefesh. That's what it says, v'havadati es ha-nefesh ahi, I will destroy that soul, that spirit. And there's a big discussion here because this pasuk is actually talking about a punishment for doing melach on Yom Kippur, and not the punishment is nothing to do with the inui, nothing to do with the infliction that we're supposed to be having on Yom Kippur. And the Yerushalmi actually here in this context brings a different pasuk. He says to anus nafshei seichem. That's the lashon of the pasuk that we're trying to quote. That from there we see that ta'anus nafshei seichem, from the fact that the nefesh is mentioned, the soul is mentioned, the spirit is mentioned, it seems to mean that the type of inui is an inui of avedas nefesh, one that is costly to the nefesh. What type of infliction is one that affects that the nefesh, the life of a person is dependent on it? It's only achila ushtia. The others, even if one for a lengthy amount of times would refrain from doing the other inuim, a person wouldn't die. But if a person refrains from eating and drinking, he would die. His life is dependent on it. And therefore, from the fact that it's called v'nisem es nafshei seichem, that is alluding to the fact that the issa on Yom Kippur min ha-Torah is achila ushtia. And now the Gemara is saying, umay im nafshecha loymar. Why did we say that, like, why would a person suggest that the ta'anu and the v'inisem is not referring to the issa of eating and drinking, and therefore we have to learn from the nafshei seichem that it's something which life is dependent on it? Says the Gemara, I'll tell you what thought process went through the Braisa, why a person could have suggested that inui is not referring to eating and drinking. Because v'chitema, if you're going to say that, what does inui mean in and of its own? Ba'aroyos is talking about marital relationships, reproduction, etc. Komishtayikra, that's what the pasuk is talking about, and not talking about eating and drinking. Hareyu oimer v'avadati anefesh. That's why the Braisa says, no, there's another pasuk that says the type of inui on Yom Kippur, which is asur, is a type of inui that a person's life would be dependent on it if he continues doing that for any length of time. Ve'ezer says, achil ushtia is talking about eating and drinking. The Bei Rabbi Shmuel Tana, the Braisa that was learned by Rabbi Shmuel, says that Ne'emar Kan, it says regarding Yom Kippur, Inui, the word Inui, as we saw, Ta'anu v'nisam esnaf sheseichem. When Ne'emar Lalon in Parshas Eikev, there's another pasuk regarding eating, regarding the mon. It says there, Inui, vaya'ancho vaya'rivecho vaya'chilcho es hamon. Ma lahalon Inui, in the same way as the Inui mentioned over there in the Midbar, in Parshas Eikev, Ravin is talking about hunger, is talking about the eating habits, Afkan Inui, Ravin, in Kuntatan de Bishmoel, the Ta'anu, and the Ve'inisem is talking about Ravin, hunger, in the same way as it's mentioned in that context in Parshas Eikev. Asks the Gemara, V'nelef, why don't you say that Inui doesn't mean refraining from eating like by the Mon, rather it's referring to relationships, as in Kisa'ane es benoisai. It says in Sefer Bereishis, it says there that refraining from marital relations is called an Inui. So maybe when it says Ta'anu and V'nisem es nafshei seichem, is talking about Tashmish Hamita and not Achila and Shtia on a biblical level. Says the Gemara, no, Donin Inui derabim mi Inui derabim. We'd rather learn the concept of Inui, which refers to everybody, as in Yom Kippur, from Inui derabim, as in the hunger that was felt by all of Klal Yisrael regarding the concept of the mon. Ve'en donin Inui derabim mi Inui deyachid. And we don't learn the Inui, which applies to the rabim on Yom Kippur, from an Inui deyachid, from the pasuk of Im Ta'ane es benoisai, which Lavan said to Yaakov, that he was accusing Yaakov of not taking care of his wives, the wives' needs within the marriage. So we'd rather learn from the mon than from Lavan. Asks the Gemara Venele from Inui de Mitzrayim. But there's another time that Inui is used in the concepts of marriage, where it's talking about everybody, not Lavan referring to Yaakov specifically. The Chassid says in the pasuk, "Vayar es onyenu." It says that Hashem saw the infliction that we went through in Mitzrayim. Vomrinon, and we said, "Zu prishus derecheretz," that the Mitzrayim deprived Klal Yisrael from being able to have normal marital relationships. So you see that the onyenu, the inui, is referring there to Tashmish Hamita, not to Achila and Shtia. So maybe, so too on Yom Kippur, we learn that the Tsa'anu, the Inisem Esnaf Sheseichem, is referring to that and not to Achila or Shtia. Elo says the Gemara Donin Inui. We learn now the concept of Inui by Yom Kippur, Bidei Shomayim, which is a mitzvah given to us by Hashem. Mi Inui Bidei Shomayim, from an infliction which is given to us by Hashem, as in the Mon in the Midbar. Ve'en donin inui bidei shamayim, and we do not learn the infliction that's from the mitzvah minat Torah, mi inui bidei adam, from a type of infliction which was inflicted upon us by people, as in Mitzrayim. And therefore, we've had now a number of different sources that the Ta'anu, the V'nisem es nafshei seichem, is referring to the Issa of Achila and Shtia, that minat Torah, they are Osa on Yom Kippur, and we've learned the sources for that. And since we've mentioned the concept of the mon and the infliction that went with it, as we saw in the pasuk in Parshas Eikev, then the Gemara is now going to continue and digress to the concept of the mon, and we're going to learn that in the next shiur in Mirut Hashem.